Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But right now, I said he was on deck. He's just jumped in the pool. John Decker, WOR White House correspondent down in Washington. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Len. Hope you're both doing well today.
We are. Hey, so before we get into this TikTok thing, what do you make of the delay, the possible indictment of Donald Trump?
You know, believe it or not, it could be as simple as one of the grand jurors having a doctor's appointment. I'm not making a joke. I mean, that's sometimes why you dismiss the grand jury for a day because of some other commitment that one of the grand jurors has on one particular day. And the judge says, OK, take the day off and we'll come back the day after that. That is a simple explanation as to why they did not meet yesterday.
Now, Is this anything that the White House is commenting on, what's going on here in New York? I mean, it's all the buzz here.
Oh, no.
What's the story there?
No. It's an ongoing legal matter. It wouldn't be appropriate to comment on this. And they're not commenting on this at all. But I'll tell you something. Over the course of this past week, down at the GOP retreat in Orlando, Florida, they thought they were just going to be talking about their legislative agenda for the next 2 years. But all the reporters that were down there covering that particular event, all they asked about was this, what was happening up in New York and Manhattan with this grand jury. And they all seemed to be, reading from the same talking points, which is essentially that this is a political exercise. This is not a legal matter that should have been looked into and devoted resources to by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Now they're all back in Washington, D.C., and a big hearing we'll get to just a moment, that hearing involving TikTok's CEO. But for the most part, Republicans, that's the response that I've heard from every Republican lawmaker that I've asked about what's happening in Manhattan.
Hey, John, I was away. Maybe you had some thoughts on this, and I didn't hear them when I was gone, but I'd be curious to get your take on something I read when I was away, that the White House press corps getting a little upset about the fact that Biden is not taking any questions from you guys. I mean, he met with the Irish leader last week, and I think traditionally the two leaders do take questions from the press corps, but he wouldn't take any questions. Why do you think that is? And are you upset about it?
I am. I'm one of those people that is upset. The week prior to the president meeting with his counterpart from Ireland, he met with the EU president, and there was no press conference of any kind. And by the way, the EU president just days earlier met with the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, and guess what they had? A press conference. So, I don't get it. I don't understand it, Mike. Michael, it's a missed opportunity, but we've made this point before. I find that there is a correlation between less Joe Biden and his public approval ratings increasing, and maybe the White House recognizes that, and that's the reason why we are seeing fewer appearances of the president and fewer opportunities to question the president on a variety of things that we'd love to ask him about, whether it's the war in Ukraine, whether it's domestic issues, even whether it's about what's happening on the other side of the aisle with the Republican race for their nomination in 2024. No opportunities to ask the president any of those questions.
Don't they realize at the White House that this is a bad reflection on the president that makes you think that they're hiding him, or what does he have to hide, or don't they care?
I think that I can't say that they don't care. I think that they've weighed all of the positives of having the president available for answering questions from the press corps and the downside of having the president available. And as you know, the president himself, for years, has called himself a gaffe machine. And it's just, I think that they don't want to go through trying to clean up something that the president may say or may have said inadvertently or by mistake. And maybe that is something that figures into why they're not making the president available. As it relates to the Irish Prime Minister, who was visiting the president just last week, we were told by the White House press secretary, you'll have some opportunities in the Oval Office to ask the president some questions. And indeed, we did shout some questions to the president, and there was no response. So, you know, another opportunity missed for this White House, and another opportunity missed for President Biden. And I have to tell you, sometimes we just take that opportunity to ask about, what's going on that particular day. It doesn't have to be something not related to his meeting with his foreign counterpart. It could be just about that meeting itself, but the president not taking those types of questions.
All right, we got the head of TikTok going before Congress today. So what are Congress's concerns, and what kind of questions are they going to be firing at this guy?
Well, I think you're going to hear, for the most part, Republicans and Democrats questioning whether or not TikTok is a security risk to the United States. That is the way that the FBI director, Christopher Wray, has deemed TikTok. And there is legislation introduced in the Senate, companion legislation introduced in the House to ban TikTok altogether. And there's also an ultimatum that has been provided to TikTok by the Biden administration, which is sell TikTok to an American company, or we will ban TikTok in this country. So all of those issues will come up today during the course of this hearing on the House side. And, I don't think that there are going to be many allies for this CEO when he testifies this morning before the House Energy and Commerce Committee.
John, do we know for sure that the Chinese through TikTok are gathering data and information, or is that just a charge?
We don't know that for sure, but here's what we do know for sure. There is a law on the books in China, and that law indicates that every Chinese company, when asked to do so, Len, must provide information that they have on their servers to the Chinese government. And that should be a concern. That should be a concern to anybody. And so I think that the Chinese CEO will be asked about this particular law today during the course of those hearings. And I think Republicans, for the most part, who chair this committee, are loaded for bear in terms of the questions that they will ask TikTok CEO.
Yeah, but is he going to tell the truth? I mean, come on.
He is sworn to tell the truth. Michael, absolutely. What are they going to do? Well, look, regardless, I think that the members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Michael, have made up their minds. And this is one of those types of hearings where they've made up their minds. They know how they feel about TikTok going into this hearing. And some of this is for show, quite frankly. Some of this is for the cameras in terms of the questions that they ask to TikTok CEO later today.
Well, this guy must know that he's going to go in there and get beat up by the congressman, though.
He does know that, Len, and I think that's one of the reasons. You know, TikTok, when you factor in all of the tech companies, Google and Facebook, TikTok is third in terms of the amount of money that it has paid to lobbyists over the course of the past 3 years. Millions upon millions of dollars trying to influence lawmakers not to take the action that some are threatening, which is to ban TikTok with legislation. So TikTok knows it's under the gun, and that's the reason why they've ramped up their lobbying operations. And TikTok CEO has been doing all kinds of interviews leading up to this hearing. First, an exclusive with the Wall Street Journal. Now he's doing some televised interviews, all trying to influence, I think, public opinion more than anything else.
All right, John Decker, WOMER White House correspondent. Thanks, John.
Hey, thanks, John.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Len. All right. Bye-bye.
Len, what are you going to do if they ban TikTok? You're on that all day long, aren't you?
Never. I'm not. I don't know what Alice is going to do. Poor Alice Dr. Rossini. She's the TikTok queen around here. She'll be
That's
sad.
Right. That's true. Okay, coming up next, hey, should an indicted person run for office? Interesting question, which we are going to be debating when we get back.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.